Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Sicott. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Sicott. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia juggles the ball. That's an error on Bertoia. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. K-Line scores. Groth moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. K-Line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button bunts towards the mound. Sicott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Button moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Button scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Herb Mofford now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Red Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Kaline moves to third. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Groth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gail Harris pinch hits for Herb Mofford. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertoia moves to third. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Billy Heft pinch runs for Gail Harris. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Bertoia. Heft moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 4-3. Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Martin moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 4 in the game. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and has Bowling trapped. There's the throw to Runnels, who tags Bowling for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from White and he is safe. Martin steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Martin scores. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.